Oh, Father, we come to you today, Lord. We want to learn what it is that concerning your Son and what you've written down for us in the Word of God. And Lord, that our minds might be able to take in something of him, the Lord Jesus, the Eternal One, your very expression. We just thank you for him. And teach us, we pray, for the rest of the morning, we ask, in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Well, these opening verses are extremely full of very profound ideas. And not just ideas, but they tell us about this person who is within the Godhead.
对，所以这个最初的两节经文啊，有一些很深的道理。那不单是这个道理，它更告诉我们，这样的个位格，耶稣的圣子，这个耶稣这个位格是到底是怎么一个状态在永恒里。
And so in just to go over what we talked about a little earlier is, first of all, there in the beginning was the Word, and that shows the Lord's eternal being.
所以一开始道太初有道，道与神同在，这就告诉我们在永恒里主的状态。
He never had a beginning.
他没有开始，他是无始无终的。
And secondly, he is the one with a, he has a distinct personality. It says here, the Word was with God.
所以他也有独立的位格。你们看见一节的最后说道就是道与神同在。
So distinct from God, but inseparable because it says the Word was God.
道也是道就是神。所以他是一个独立的位格。他与神是同在的。
That is, he's truly God.
The Word is 真正的神。
The Word is truly God. And we use the example that, what I say, reveals who I am.
就像我们刚才讲的，我说的表达了我是一个什么样的人。
So,then for the fourth thing we see here is that in verse 2, it says, He was with God in the beginning.
那第二节呢说这道太初与神同在。
Now, it sounds like he's
repeating
himself, yes.
听起来好像他在重复他自己的话。
But actually, it's more than a repetition.Repetition can confirm things.
它不只是一个重复哈，它重复有的时候会确认一些事情。
But that's true in this case as well. But there's more.
是在这里的确是有重复的部分，但是它有更多的内容在里面。
And rather than being a repetition of the other thing, it really tells us about the relationship of God and the Son never changes.
这里更揭示了圣父和圣子他们之间的关系从来没有改变过。
As though, like some philosophies, they say that the Son changed when he became a man.
那有些哲学家会说呢，哎。这个圣子呢，当他道成肉身的时候，他其实改变了，他已经不是原来那个圣子。
But here we read that the relationship is, it says he did not become the Son. He was with God in the beginning, and he still is existing today as the Son.
所以这个第二节看到他是从永远开始，他就是与神同在，他就是那个圣子，他永远没有变。
He's the eternal Son.
他是永恒的那个圣子。
道
就是圣子。
Now verse 3.
三节。
It says there that through him all things were made.
万物是借着他造的。
That is, All things were created. He himself is the creator. The word is the creator.
所以所有的万物都是造的。那他呢就是那个创造者。
Turn to, Psalm 33.
那我们来读呢诗篇的三十三篇。
Psalm 33 verse 6.
三十三篇六节。诗篇的三十三篇六节，九百零九页。
It says, "By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, the starry host by the breath of His mouth."
诸天借耶和华的命而造，万象借他口中的气而成。
It says, "For He spoke and it came to be, and He commanded and it stood firm." In verse 9.
第九节呢，说他说有就有，命立就立。
There we see the.It's by the word of the Lord. The creation was by Him.
所以通过神的话，创造是这么起来的，就是由他来创造，就是借着他的话。
It's as though when the Godhead expresses Himself, it's the Son who acts.
所以上帝表达他自己的话，然后圣子来把它实现。
See, if we could think of it in this way, the Father is the source.
我们这么想啊，那父神是那个源头。
The Son is the one who He is the executor. He carries out the Father's will.
然后圣子呢，他是那个执行者，他把父神的旨意呢执行出来。
And the Holy Spirit is the one who reveals the Son and His works to us.
那圣灵呢，是那个位格把圣子的所有的作为呢，向我们显明出来，启示给我们。
You have three persons in one.But they have different functions, you might say, in the Godhead.
然后你会看见它有三个位格，但是有不同的，他们是一体的，但是他们有不同的功能，所以他们做不同的事。
Oh, and creation, the creation is involves both the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
所以创造呢？在这个环节呢，就把圣父、圣子、圣灵呢都牵扯进来，就是都在里面做事。
Yeah, so the they're all connected, as it were. Psalm 136, verse 5.
我们再看诗篇一百三十六篇第五节。
Psalm 136. It says, Who by his understanding made the heavens, that verse 5, his love endures forever.
称谢那用智慧造天的，因他的慈爱永远长存。
Again, that word understanding is synonymous with the word of God, right? The concept, his understanding.
所以这是用智慧造天啊，就说明最早那个道是就是智慧，创造天地万物的道就是智慧。
So if we go back to John chapter 1 again,
那么回到约翰福音的一章
，we notice that the word in verse 3, it's through him all things were made.
所以三节说，万物是借着他造的。
Also, if you go now to Hebrews chapter 1.
往后翻一点，看希伯来书的一章。
says, in the past, God spoke to our forefathers through the prophets at many times and in various ways, but in these last days, he's spoken to us by his son. Now, that word by there should be in his son. I don't know what the Chinese is. Would it be in his son?
Okay. 他说神迹在古时借着众先知多次多方的晓谕列祖，就在这末世借着他儿子写晓谕我们。然后这里他说借着他儿子就是在是这个话是在他儿子里的。
So God has spoken to us in his son himself. And he's appointed heir of all things. Now notice this next verse, or next part of the verse. It says, through whom he made the universe.
他说又早已立他为承受万有的，也曾借着他创造诸世界。
So he's, the word then is, the one who created everything.
所以这个道就是呢创造宇宙万物的那一位。就是那这个位格就是圣子。
And then, and the verse continues in John chapter 1.
这个约翰福音一章就继续了。
It says, without him, nothing was made that has been made.
凡被造的没有一样不是借着他造的。
In other words,The Word of God was involved in every part of the creation.
所以神的话是在每一个创造的部分都有在里面的。
As the agent of God's will.
然后按照父神的旨意。
In carrying out God's purposes.
要执行父神的旨意。
Now, verse 4.
第四节。
Here we read that in him was life.
生命在他里头。
You know, people ask the question, they're looking for life. The scientists now, astronomers, are actively looking for planets that could possibly have life on them.
所以今天的科学家甚至宇航学家都一直是在找看看其他的星球上还有没有生命。
Why are they spending so much time looking for life somewhere else in the universe?
为什么他们花如此大的精力去找宇宙其他的地方有没有生命呢？
Why do you think that they're so interested in seeing if there's life somewhere else?
为什么他们如此感兴趣来找星球外的生命呢？
You know, they don't even know what life is.
因为他们甚至不知道生命是什么。
We know what lack of life is, but we don't know what life is.
我们知道生命缺乏是什么样子，但我们不知道什么是生命。
Scientists have tried to create life, haven't they?
科学家努力想创造生命。
All they've managed to do is synthesize a few chemicals together, and they have not produced life at all.
所以他们其实在做的无非就是把一些化学物努力做出一点什么东西来，但这个不是生命。
The search for extraterrestrial life, if the thinking is,that if they can find life somewhere else, then it must have evolved there too. And that the source of life is what they think it might be through evolution.
所以他们想一直找宇宙外的这个生命的逻辑是，那这样的话他们就能够解释进化论了，就是这样的话能找到一个更远的这个生命的源头。
If suddenly they find life somewhere else, that must mean that life rose by chance here too.
如果他在某一个星系里面也找到了生命，那意味着呢，在我们这个星球上，生命这个人也是某一个偶然的机会进化来。
But they don't even understand what life is.
那事实上他们也不明白，真的不明白什么是生命。
We do. It says, very simple, in him was life.
我们知道啊，这里讲得非常清楚，说生命在他里头。
That life comes from none other than the one that we're reading about this morning.
这生命不是从其他任何地方来的，是从今天我们早上读的这个里面来。
He gives life to all mankind. He gives life to all living things.
他给生命，给人，给一切的活物。
There's one law of life that scientists know.
有一个原则哈，就是关于生命的原则，科学家是知道的。
And that's the law of biogenesis. Is that that's the term? Do you know the term? Biogenesis?
是生物化学的原则。
Life only comes from life.
生命只能是从生命里来的。
That's the well-established scientific finding is that life always comes from life.
这是一个已经被建立的一个逻辑哈，就是生命只能从生命里来。
For the last 60-70 years, mankind has been trying to produce life in the laboratory using every bit of knowledge that they have and have not been able to produce life.
然后在过去的60-70年里，科学家很努力想造，在实验里造出一个生命来啊，用我们自己的知已有的知识，但是没有成功。
Life always comes from life.
生命总是从生命里来。
Where did that life Where did the first life come from?
那第一个生命从哪来呢?
It came from the one who created all things. It says in him was life.
是从那一个创造万物的人来，那在他里面才有生命。
And the verse 4 goes on there. And it says here, yes, in him was life, and that life was the light of men. Not only is it the life of men, but it's the light of men.
所以这生命不但是人的生命，更是人的光。
Life and light are together here, aren't they?
像这里看见生命和光被放到一起了。
What do we mean by the light of men?
是人的光是什么意思？
The light, that means...hope. Yes, it does. It's connected to hope, but it's illumination. It's like, man is not only living, but he is conscious. He has a consciousness. He has a God awareness. He can know God. Right?
所以人不单是一个生，有活，有生命的活物啊，他更有良心，他更有认知啊，他对外在的，尤其对神，他是有认知的。
That's right. It's spiritual illumination. A spiritual
属灵的亮光。
See life that we have
不只是希望的概念。
Life that we have is a life that is not eternal life, right?
所以我们现在有的生命不是一个永恒的生命。
We need to be born again by the Spirit of God in order to have eternal life.
我们需要在圣灵里重生，得着一个永恒的生命。
So you find in 1 John chapter 5, you go to John's letter. Now he explains a little more about this. 1 John chapter 5.
约翰一书五章呢？
First John chapter 5 and verse 11.
约翰一书五章十一节。
Again, it's a very similar theme as to what we're talking about, we've been talking about now.
这是跟我们刚才讲的非常近似的一个经文。
And this is the testimony. God has given us eternal life. And this life is in His Son.
这见证就是神赐给我们有永生，这永生也是在他儿子里面。
He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. That's eternal life.
人有了神的儿子就有生命，没有神的儿子就没有生命。
In other words, you might have life, but it's a temporary life. Until we're illuminated, until the light comes on, and that's the one that gives light to everyone coming into the world, we find later on in another verse we'll look at in a minute. That he illuminates by the Spirit of God mankind so that we might understand that he is the life-giving one, the life-giving, creator himself, and that by believing in him, we can have everlasting life.
所以借着相信靠耶稣啊，我们会得到圣灵。那借这个圣灵，我们就能够认识他，他是那个永恒的创造万物的那一位。所以这个关系呢是在圣灵里我们能更清楚地认识他。
Now again, verse 11, take a look at that. It says that this is the testimony God has given us eternal life. But this life is in the Son. God has also given us temporary life. And that life is within us. It's subject to time. It's time sensitive. Eventually we're going to die, every one of us, these bodies. But he's given to us eternal life. And that life is not just in us, it's in the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以11节这边讲到的，约翰一书五章11节其实是说我们在地上有的生命呢是过去的。那上帝要给的我们是在永恒里，没有死亡，永远不朽坏的那个生命，那个生命是在圣子基督里面给我们的。
So that if we go back to John the Gospel, we read there that again verse 4, in him was life. That is not only natural life, but eternal life.
所以约翰福音的回到约翰福音第一章四节，所以他这里讲的不是说的自然的生命，而是说的永恒的生命。
And that life is a spiritual illumination. It's the light of men.
这样的生命就是对人来说是一个属灵的光亮，就像一盏灯一样，你看得很吸引人。
The opposite of that is people being in darkness.
那相反的这些人呢，就是在黑暗里的那些人。
And being in the dark, people have no understanding.
那在黑暗里的人呢，他就完全没有理解的能力啊，他不能明白。
Those that are seeking life somewhere else outside of Christ, they're in darkness.
那这些在其他地方寻找的，他就生活在黑暗里，他是不接受光的。
And whether or not God created life elsewhere in the universe, we don't know.
神是不是会在上帝是不是在其他地方创造人呢？创造活物，我们不知道。
But even if they do find life somewhere else, that doesn't disprove the scriptures. I don't think there is life elsewhere.
我不相信在地球之外还有生命啊。但即便有呢，我也不觉得这个会和圣经有冲突。
The earth is the center of God's plans for the universe.
因为毕竟世界地球是神计划的一个中心呢。
He says, the heavens are my throne, but the earth is my footstool, where I put my feet.
所以上帝说呢，天是我的宝座，地是我的脚凳啊。所以地是他这个放脚的地方。
But if people are looking for life anywhere else, except in the sun, they're in darkness.
所以任何人只要他不是在圣子的里面呢，他就在黑暗里。
Notice this verse 5.
那么看第五节。
It says here that the light shines in the darkness.
他说光照在黑暗里。
But the darkness has not understood it.
那黑暗却不接受光。
In Chinese, that word understand, how does it
receive?
Do not receive it?
Yeah.
The word there, understand or receive, has a number of different meanings. And in the Greek, it also means to grasp. To receive something, you have to take hold of it, don't you?
Yeah.
To understand it, you have to take hold of it.
所以在希伯来的在那个希腊的原文里面呢，这个接受这个词呢，还有一层意思，就是要去抓。就你接受一样东西，你会要去抓住它。
And it also means to overcome it. It can mean that too.
甚至也有一层意思去去征服去克服它。
Like the cup, I could receive it. I can grasp it. I can also overcome. I can make it mine, right? But the darkness could never do any of those things to the light.
对于光呢，就是比如这个杯子，我可以接受它，我可以抓住它，我可以征服它，我把它变成我自己的。但是黑暗呢，却不能做这任何一样的方式对着光啊。
So the light has come into this darkness. Spiritual darkness, is it not?
所以光就照在这个黑暗里啊，是属灵的黑暗。
We're not talking about the sun and the moon and the stars here.
我们并不是在讲地上可见光。
We're talking about a spiritual entry into this dark world of sin.
我们在说这个属灵的进到这个属灵黑暗的世界里的这个概念。
So the, it says the darkness has not received it or understood it or grasped it.
所以这个黑暗却不接受或者抓住这个光。
So there we have the little bit of an introduction, but now we're introduced. We're introduced to the person of the Lord Jesus. He's not named yet as Jesus or the Christ, but we have this strange, it's called the Word. His life is in him. He also is the illuminator. He lightens people's minds. And, that description so far of him. That's the description we've get of him. I don't know if you can get all that.
Yeah. 所以这个是前面这是对耶稣的一个介绍，但是呢对一到五节，但是虽然没有把他的名字讲出来，但是就把他的一些特性都讲了。那他是他是那个话，他是创造宇宙万物的那他是独立的位格那他就是光，他就是生命。
Now, up until now, it's a description, kind of, just concepts. We don't have anything concrete here yet.
所以到现在一直还都是一个概念，还没有一个具体的印象出来。
But now the Spirit of God is going to reveal this one from the Father's side. The concept, the idea, the truth, the wisdom is going to come into the world. The incarnate Word of God. We read in verse 14, the Word became flesh.
所以现在呢要开始把这个人这样的一个有这样的一个位格，他跟神同在的位格呢，要介绍他是怎么样道成肉身，他是怎么样进到地上来的刚才讲的全是在永恒里的概念，现在他要进来，他要到地上来。
But if God suddenly appeared in the world, if the darkness couldn't understand it, there must be a need for preparation for his coming.
所以既然黑暗是不救光的，那这样的一个光，这样的一个上帝，他会突然来到地上的，是一定要有一些预备的。
Now we know that the Jews, they had their prophets and everything else. They were expecting a Messiah to come. So there was a nation was ready.
所以犹太人呢，因着前面旧约的那么长的时间，一个国家已经预备好了，其实他们一直在等着有一个救赎主来。
But the final link in these, in all the promises made through Israel and through the promise, the final link before the light could come from heaven would be John the Baptist, the last prophet.
那最后的一个联系，就是在犹太人的旧约里面，然后到耶稣开启的新的这个新约时代里面，最后一个联系就是施洗约翰啊，他来了。
And so we're introduced to John the Baptist in verse 6 here.
啊，所以这就是为什么从第六节开始要介绍施洗约翰这个人。
Says there came a man who was sent from God. His name was John.
那有一个人呢，是从神那里差来的，名叫约翰。
Later on, the Lord Jesus says about John that of men that have been born of women.There is no greater than John the Baptist.
因为在后面呢，耶稣曾经这么评价过施洗约翰，他说：“妇人所生的，没有一个兴起来呢，能大过施洗约翰。”
I don't know exactly what that means exactly, but he is the greatest man that ever lived.
那我不能特别确实的知道耶稣还有没有其他更多的意思，但是至少这样的一个人，施洗约翰这样的一个人，他是在地上所生的人里面呢，他是没有。
You know, you can think of the greatest men that have ever lived, or women for that matter.
你可以想象最伟大的人曾经活过的。
You know, great achievements in intellectual pursuits.
那无论是多大的成就或多大的这个智慧。
Or great military conquests,
多大的军事的这种征服能力
or someone with a great builder, say for example, building pyramids or whatever.
或者一个特别有能力的这个建筑师啊，比如说建造这个金字塔的。
I mean, in our day, there are many great people.
那我们今天的这世代也有很多伟大的人。
They have risen again above everybody else for one reason.
他在某一个原因、某一个领域，他会高过其他的人。
Usually, when people get to the top, it's because they've been climbing over everybody else.
有的时候呢，他登顶的原因是因为他爬着其他人上去的。
But of all the men in the world, John the Baptist was the greatest.
那在所有的这些人里面呢？那施洗约翰是最大的那个。
But what he said was that there's one coming after me who's greater than me.
那他这里讲的呢是，施洗约翰却说呢，有一个要来的是比他还要大。
And
那就指着耶稣。
He says there in verse 26, when the Jews they sent a delegation.Verse 26.
这是一章二十六节说的。
He says, "I baptize with water," John replied, "but among you stands one you do not know." Remember, it says the darkness didn't grasp it, didn't receive it, didn't understand it. It says one coming after me. He says, "The thongs of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie."
所以二十六章呢，一章二十六节，就约翰回答说：“我是用水施洗，但有一位站在你们中间是你们不认识的，就是那在我以后来的，我给他解鞋带也不配。”
But this this man John, if we go back to verse 6, he was sent from God.
如果我们回到六节呢，你会看见他是从神差来的。
We read, you could probably read in Luke the events that led up to the.Birth of John the Baptist.
然后你可以在路加福音里也读到更多的细节，讲到这个施洗约翰是怎么来的。
From the time of his youth, he went into the wilderness and was taught by God in his school.
然后在他年轻的时候，他是一直生活在旷野里，一直是神亲自带领他。
And his purpose in life.Was to testify of the light that would come into the world. We read there in verse 6. Verse 7.
第七节呢，他来的目的哈是要为光做见证。
says here, he came as a witness to testify concerning that light. That is the light that shines in the darkness, the light of men, so that through him, that is through the Lord, through his witness, that is, all men might believe.
这人来为要做见证，就是为光做见证，叫众人因他，就因施洗约翰可以信。
And verse 8, he says, he himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light.
第八节说他不是那真光，就是约翰不是那光，乃是要为光做见证。
And, the purpose of their, of his whole life was to point to the Lord Jesus as the source of that light.
所以这个他来的唯一的目的就是要指向耶稣基督，他就是那个真光，为真光做见证。
Now, the light is a constant theme in the book of John.
那光是一个一直反复提到的主题。
John 8 and 12, for example.
比方说约翰福音的八章十二节。
You read about him healing blind men so they can see and how he talks about the Pharisees and Sadducees, how they were blind. And, chapter 8 verse 12.
那是约翰福音八章十二节。
We read there, Jesus spoke again to the people. He said, I am the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life.
耶稣又对众人说，我是世界的光，跟从我的就不在黑暗里走，必要得着世界的光，生命的光。
He was a witness of the light. Now, why does the light need a witness?
他是光的见证啊，为什么光需要见证呢？
You know, I come into the basement here at night time, and, I turn the switch on,Nobody says, is the light on? You can see the light, right?
如果比方说晚上我到进到这个地下室来，那我把灯打开，没有人会问说，诶，这个灯是开的吗？因为每个人都看见了灯。
So if the light came into the world, why do you need John the Baptist to say, the light's come into the world?
那如果光真的来到世界上，为什么还需要一个叫施洗约翰的人来证明光来到世界上了呢？
Because the light is invisible.
The light is spiritually discerned, isn't it? That's what you wanted to say. Yeah, it's invisible to the natural eye. Remember the Pharisees, they said, are we blind also, he says.
所以这个光呢，它是要属灵的分辨才能看得见的。这就是为什么法利赛人跟耶稣说，那按你说，我们现在就是眼瞎的。
They thought that they could see. They had their religion, and that was all there was to see.
所以他们认为他们能看得见，因为他们有这样的宗教哈，所以他们就认为他们能看见。
But they were spiritually blinded.
但实际上呢，他们的灵里是瞎的。
And John the Baptist was the one that he was like the door, in a sense, that people came to him.Remember he said, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand?
所以人们来到他面前哈，施洗约翰就像一扇门，那他怎么样把人领到耶稣那去呢？来到他面前，你记得他说什么吗？他说，你们天国近了，你们要悔改。
And so he baptized people.
然后呢，他给人施这个悔改的洗。
Who did he baptize?
他给谁施洗呢？
It's people that realized...That they didn't know the light, and that they repented, and then God would shine the light in them.
所以你会发现呢，施洗约翰这扇门像什么？谁来他面前施洗？是那些知道自己看不见光的，知道自己眼瞎的人，来到他面前说：“我是有罪的，我是眼瞎的。”然后呢，施洗完了，那些人才能够看见。那真正的光，知道那就是耶稣。
You see, the blind man in John chapter 9, if you go to John chapter 9, we could take a look and he gives us a picture of this illumination.
So 所以我们看一下约翰福音的九章啊，那个瞎眼的生来瞎眼的人就给了我们一个特别清楚的图景，就是我们刚才讲的这个图景。
And verse 1 we read about a man that was blind from his birth.
约翰福音九章一节呢，我们看见有一个人生来是瞎眼的。
And that's exactly like you and I.
那就是像我们。
We came into this world spiritually blind.
我们来到这个世界，属灵里生来就是眼瞎的。
And so, Jesus sees this man, and what does he do? He says, he spits in the ground, in verse 6, made mud with saliva and put it on the man's eyes.
然后六节呢，耶稣说了这话，就用吐唾沫在地上，用唾沫和泥抹在瞎子的眼上。
Right. And then he told him, he said, you go, in verse 7, wash in the pool of Siloam. This word means sent.
然后对他说你往希罗亚池子里去洗，希罗亚翻出来就是奉差遣。
There was a special pool that he wanted that man to go to. It wasn't any, just any pool.
他不是一个特别的池子，不是任何的池子。
And the Spirit of God also interprets what the meaning of Siloam means.
然后圣灵也告诉我们希罗亚是什么意思。
It means sent.
就是奉差遣。
And this, the Lord Jesus was sent from heaven.
所以耶稣基督是自己奉差遣从天上来的。
He came into the world, and we could see there the mud, as it were. That's like the incarnation, the spit from the mouth, basically mixed with the clay. We read of that's like the incarnation, the Son of God, who has come, the very expression of the Word, come out, you know, from the mouth and then into the earth. That's like the.He anoints the man's eyes, and he goes, washes in that pool, and he comes seeing.
所以这个吐唾沫呢，就像这个说话一样哈，是从嘴里出来的。然后这就是个预表啊，这个一个比喻。那他和泥呢，泥就是地上的泥，我们本是尘土造的，所以就像话语道成肉身是一个意思啊。那话语唾沫和泥和在瞎子的眼睛上呢。道成肉身来开我们的眼。
You'd think that mud on your eyes, if possible, would make you more blind.
因为我们按照人自己想，那个泥巴放在眼睛上，更看不清楚了。
You know, and in a sense, people say, well, I'm looking for the truth, but Jesus is just another way. It's even more confusing.
所以某种程度呢，就像我们有的人来到耶稣面前说我要找真理啊，但是有的时候耶稣会让他更糊涂，就是当他不灵里的眼睛没有开的时候。
But the man was blind. He had no choice. Well, he had a choice. He could have refused and walked around with mud on his eyes for a long time.
所以这个人呢，也许可以拒绝啊，就是说他不去洗，那的这个泥就一直在他眼上。
But the blind man went.
这个瞎子去了。
And he washed.
他洗了。
And then he came home seeing, it says in verse 7.
然后第七节呢，就是他回头一洗就看见了。
He could see. In the sense, that's very similar to us. The Lord Jesus came into the world. He's the light of the world.But in order to receive him, we need to, as it were, believe in him, to receive him. And we'll read that in the next few verses here. As many as received him, to them gave he the authority to be called the children of God.
所以每一个来到主面前的都是要接受他，那接受他的就成为他的孩子。
So we have there this man, John, verse 8, he said, he was not that light, but he was only a witness to the light. And verse 9, that true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world.
那约翰福音一章九节呢，就说那光是真光，照亮一切生在世上的人。
He was sent, as it were, into the world.He was sent into the world like the Siloam. Here was, he was coming into the world. He was sent by God.
所以他就像那个希洛亚池子一样，他是被上帝差来，奉差遣来到这个世界。
And that just gives light to everyone.
他是要给世上的人照亮一切世上的人。
There is a sense in which spiritual illumination comes to every person at some point in their lives.
这就像一个属灵的光照给到地上一切的人。
Now, it may not be the full revelation by any means.
那它不一定是一个所有的启示，在各个方面所有的启示。
How much light does it take to see light? Do you understand what I mean? Huh?
Just one thread of light.
You know, one LED can be seen for long, long ways, right?
就是要多少的亮光才能让你眼睛看见呢？其实很小一点哈，你远远就能看见。
In the darkness.
在黑暗里面，一点点就够了。
And I remember before I became a Christian, there was very little light that I understood.
我记得我在成为基督徒之前，我能理解的光的部分很少很少。
Now, if you see a little bit of light, what do you do with that light?
如果你能看见一点点光，你会怎么办？
You want to see if you can get more light.
你会觉得，哎，我是不是要得更多的光了？你跟着它走。
So you follow the light.
然后你会跟着这个光走。
And the
closer
you get to the source, the more light there is.
然后你越接近这个光的源头呢，你看到的光就越多。
And that, everyone that has come into the world has seen a little bit of light.It may only be a word or two passed in a marketplace in the deepest part of our Africa.
所以很可能会是一点点啊，就像在非洲的那个，我猜他可能是讲这个在非洲传道的那些，可能那也只能看见一点点光，当地人，即便是这样。
So when Jesus came into the world, he brought light into the world, and ever since that light has gone out, maybe very small. In this land, we have a tremendous amount of light, spiritual light. Other places, not so much.
对，所以比如说在这个地方，我们可能看见的属灵的光照就多哈，因为神的仆人多了。那可能在某一些地方，这个光可能就是一点点，真的就是很少一点。
And he was coming into the world.
但是只要有这一点呢，每个人都能看见，他就是那个真光。
Yes. Notice verse 10.
第十节。
It says he was in the world.
他在世界。
Here's another one of these simple words, world.
那这里又有另外一个词出来了，世界。
What do we mean by world?
那世界什么意思呢？
It means many things in scripture, so it depends on the context.
那在圣经里讲过很多的上下文都有世界，取决于这个上下文。
Sometimes we think of the world as the planet itself.
有的时候我们觉得我们在说呢，世界就是这个星球自己啊。
Sometimes we think of it as all the people of the world, the worldlings, we might say.
那我们会在讲这个世上的一切的人。
Sometimes the world, cosmos, means the world system that we have in the world that's against God's plans.
那有的时候我们会在说呢，这个世界的体系啊，那个来抵抗神的旨意的，就是这个体系，也可以叫做世界。
And I believe that it means all those things here.
那我相信呢，这里是在讲所有这一切。
It says, he was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not know him.
然后这里说呢，他在这个世界了，世界是借着他造的，世界却不认识他。
Didn't recognize him.
不认识他。
Because the world system is in darkness.
因为世界的体系呢，是在黑暗里。
Spiritual darkness.
属灵的黑暗里。
And, The people that inhabit the world are in spiritual darkness too.
那住在这个世界里的人自己也是在黑暗里。
So they didn't recognize who this was.
然后他也不认识这是谁，基督是谁。
And in verse 11, it says he came to that which was his own.
11节说呢，他到自己的地方来。
He had created all things, it says there in that verse 10. The world was made through him. They didn't know his creator.
第十节里面提到哈，他是世界是借着他造的哈。
But more than that, he came to his own people, the Jews.
那更多的呢，十一节说他来到他自己的地方，那就是那些犹太人的地方。
And they were taught from children to expect their Messiah to come.
他们是从小犹太人就被教导，他们要期待那个弥赛亚，那个救世主来。
They were taught the knowledge of God.
他们被教导关于神的知识。
But as when he came, his own didn't receive him.
当他真的来的时候呢，他的人却不接待他。
Now notice, there were a few, a very few.
但是有很少一群人。
They're known in the Old Testament as the little remnant.
他们被称为呢一小群的余民呢，剩余的。
Usually some of the poorest of the poor, the weakest of the weak.
对，也就是贫穷中最贫穷的，软弱中最软弱的。
The world would probably overlook them, thinking they are nothing.
世界很可能会忽视他们，可能干脆不是太关注这些。
But to God, they're very, very precious.
但对上帝，他们非常非常珍贵。
And but it says his own, the rulers and the chief priests and the scribes and the knowledgeable people and the rich and the wealthy. They didn't recognize him.
他自己的人呢？那些法利赛人、那些文士、那些犹太的上等人，他们不认识耶稣。
And they didn't receive him.
他们也不接待他。
But notice this in verse 12.
那我们注意这边的十二节。
Yet to all who received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God.
凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐给他们权柄，做神的儿女。
God's own children.
神自己的孩子。
On what basis?
在什么基础上呢？
To receive him.
接待他。
To receive, what does it mean to receive?
那接待什么意思？
Put him into heart.
Yes. To let him come into the heart. That's what he wants, eh?
让他进到你的心里来，这就是他所想要的。
To receive someone into your house, you have to open the door, and you have to step out of the way, and you can receive them into your house. In the same way.
那把一个人接到自己家里来，你必须得先打开门，然后你走出去，然后你把他接进来，一模一样的。属灵的也是一样的。
It's a very simple thing to do, isn't it?
这是个非常简单的事情，对不对？
As many as he did, there had he refused entry to any?
他有没有说对任何人愿意接他的人他拒绝吗？
No, it says, yet to all who receive him.
这里说的对所有信他的人接待他的人。
To those, that is every one of them that receive him.
就是所有呢愿意接待他的人呢。
He gave the right.
给他们权柄。
Or the authority is the word there. Authority. From God himself.
对，是从神来的权柄。
To be called the children of God.
这样的权柄是被称作神的儿女。
If somebody challenges you and says, what do you mean you're a child of God?
You can. 有人会挑战你说，那你说你做神的儿女什么意思呢？
You can say, I have the authority of the one who made the whole universe to be called his child.
你就说我这个权柄是那创造宇宙万物的那一位，我做他的儿女。
And then in verse 13, which we won't comment on today because we're finished our study, and I'd like to spend a little bit of time on this verse.
13节我们今天会讲不完，我们讲一点点。
It says, children that are born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or What does your Chinese say on this?
Our husband's view, William.
In the Chinese?
Chinese is from man, actually.
Yeah.
No, from man.
I don't know what interpretation that is, the husband's will. I don't know where the husband came into this one. But what,
from man, yeah.
Lily, read yours.
5?
Yeah, 13.
13. Who are born not of blood, not of the will of the flesh, not of the will of man, but of God.
Not of the will of man. That's
man,
the same
man.
As the Chinese.
Man, yeah.
That's a new King James, which is,
okay, yeah.
That's the correct
yeah.
one there.
Yeah.
Again, the New International follows us down. You can cross that out and have my authority to do so.
Yeah, yeah. 所以13节这里呢，正确的译法就是中文的。 因为这个 ，maybe I explain a little bit， 就是我们用的这个英文的版本呢，是非常近的时候在翻译的，所以它是为了让这个英文稍微浅一点的人能够读得明白的，所以这个版本呢，不如我们用的这个中文版本翻译的准确。英文最好的版本不是这个版本，是一个叫 King James 的版本，所以我们给大家的这本圣经，中文是最好，这叫和合本。是全世界最好的几个少数几个译本之一啊，这是个本身就是个神迹，所以我们的中文译本是非常准确的。是100多年前，一批外国传教士自己先到中国，先学中文，学了几十年以后，留下了一群人一起译的，一群人一起，一群人一起，所以这等人不是从血气生的，不是从情欲生的，也不是从仁义生的。这个仁义是比较准的，原文是仁义。
So, just to wrap up a couple of comments.
我们很快把这几个点说一下。
You can see that John is very carefully setting out that Jesus is very God.
所以约翰在这里，使徒约翰啊，他是很仔细的，在把一个意思表达出来。就是耶稣是那，就是那个神呢，神子。
You know, from the other scriptures, you would get the same thing. The other gospels, you might get the same thing. You should at least.
因为在其他的这个圣经里面呢，您可能也会读到同样的这个概念，耶稣是神。
But John makes no mistake. This one that is going to the cross is not just an innocent man. Dying for sinners.
所以约翰在这里只是用最直接、最清晰的表达，那个要上十字架的那个耶稣，他不是普通的一个肉体里的人，他就是神自己。
The one who is going to die on the cross is the very God that's been offended by your sin and mine.
那要上十字架的，那就是那个神，因为我们自己的罪，我们冒犯他的，他替我们去赎的，这样的一个神。
And that he is going to pay for the creature's sin that sinned against him.
所以他去要付这个赎价，那个给谁付呢？恰恰是那些冒犯他的那些人去给他们付赎价。
It's God Himself who's dying.
这是神自己在死在十字架上，这就是约翰想要表达。
And finishing the work of salvation.
然后做成这救恩。
So let's
我们一起来祷告。
Father, we want to thank you again for your grace. We thank you for your love toward us. That when we were sinners, you sent your Son into the world. And for sin, he gave himself as a sacrifice. But now he is seated at your right hand, a prince and a savior.And we want to thank and bless you again in the worthy name of our Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen.